Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Women can spend a lot of time pruning and waxing and shaving themselves, and for some at least, the idea of not doing so is abhorrent. But why? The comedian Kate Smurthwaite hasn't shaved her legs or armpits for 5 years. She's on the line. Afternoon, Kate.
Hi there, how are you?
Not too bad. Now, you were on the telly the other day, you know,
I was on the breakfast show on ITV, on this morning, yeah.
And afterwards, did they give you any indication of what kind of reaction that got?
Well, I mean, I've been on shows like that many times, and sometimes you talk about something. Actually, what happens usually is you talk about something that seems terribly important, and after the reaction is, you know, one or two internet comments going, oh, you know, you made some good points or whatever. Then you talk about something which seems, something like this, which seems quite silly and trivial in a way, and the whole internet explodes. And it's interesting. Within a few hours, I was in the Daily Mail. I was in the Sun. It was all that tabloid language. They were like, comedian flaunts her head off. That's just tabloid word for had, isn't it? And then again, the Daily Mail had gone with, hasn't shaved her armpits for 5 years. And the 5 years is in block capitals, which is quite weird because, to be honest, if you've ever done that, you'll know that after the first month, well, nothing changes after that. It kind of grows out and then that's it. Then it just stays the same for the remaining 5 years. Nothing new happens. It doesn't form into dreadlocks or reach your ankles or do any such thing. You know, it grows out over the course of a month or two and then that's it.
Yeah.
End of story. It almost makes it sound like it's like not washing or something, where over time you would think it would get worse. But it's interesting because also I'm pretty sure that 99.9% of your male listeners haven't shaved their armpits for 5 years, and nobody is kind of, you know, offering to put them in the newspapers and, you know, get overexcited about the situation.
Yeah. The thing, why is it so important to shave them in the first place?
Well, it's really fascinating, isn't it? And I should say that I'm totally in favour of everybody doing what they want. You know, the same goes for men who want to grow a beard and men who don't want to grow a beard, and people who want to pluck and wax, and people who want to wear makeup or they don't. Like, do whatever makes you happy. But I do think there's something a little more there, which is that if we live in a society where every single adult woman, you know, plucks and waxes every hair the second it arrives. You know, the woman I was talking with on the show, she said she carries 2 razors in her handbag in case anybody's got a camera out. Or, and I said, oh, how can you do this? If we live in a society where all adult women behave like that, then what happens, you know, when a young girl turns 12 or 13, starts to grow a few hairs on her body, and her instant reaction is, this is disgusting, it's horrible, it's wrong, it's not what I'm supposed to look like. I don't want young women to feel that the way their body just naturally is on its own is a problem or it's a bad thing. Actually, that's just your body and there's nothing wrong with your body. You can choose to primp it any way you like, but you know what? It's a normal human body and there's nothing wrong with it. And if we're gonna propagate that attitude, then at least some of us have to not wax every 35 seconds. So in a strange sort of way, I do take the attitude that I'm doing this for, you know, a little bit for the benefit of humanity and that kind of thing, yeah.
But when you first started doing it, though, Kate, did you think, why am I doing this? I'll just stop and see, does my life change at all?
Well, I actually originally did it for a comedy show. So I was doing a show that I'd written and I made a joke in it about body hair. And then I just thought, wouldn't it be really funny if after making that joke, I kind of just scratched my head and I happened to be wearing something sleeveless and, you know, people would realize, oh, maybe it wasn't a joke. There'd be a really nice little laugh in there. So I just, you know what comedians are like, anything for a laugh. So one little line in my show, I grew out my armpit hair. And initially, I did find it quite weird. You know, people would sort of stare at me a little bit at the swimming pool and I get quite a sort of double take reaction. And people would sort of feel like they were being helpful and like, oh, did you know you're a bit out of date with your shaving? But once it was all grown out, I just kind of came to feel right and natural. I think it's a bit like if you stop wearing makeup the first few weeks, you feel rather naked. And then when you do wear makeup again, you feel like a clown when you put it on. You think, well, this is weird. Why am I painting all this stuff on my face? It's you get very used to it very quickly. And I got very used to it. And I really couldn't go back now. I sort of think of that chicken fleshy feel of just sort of uncomfortable, scratchy, just shaved or waxed skin. And I think, oh, I don't want that. No, I'd rather feel the wind rustling through the billowing, you know, what somebody's called them, pit kittens the other day. That's rather lovely.
Oh.
Pit kittens, yeah.
Did it get, well, I'm sure it did get a laugh, but did it get just universally a laugh when you did it? Did it get a mixed reaction ever? Did one or two people go, ooh?
Oh, definitely some people would go, ooh, which was great because it was something else to talk about. And very often it would be guys going, ooh, and sort of wanting to let me know that they didn't find me attractive, which is quite odd because you know, to be frank, they weren't all sort of glistening adonises themselves. I sort of wanted to turn around and go, you know, thanks for letting me know you don't fancy me. But actually, that information is not very helpful to me because I already wasn't interested. So, you know, it's a little bit like saying, you're not allowed to eat the sprouts. Look, I didn't want to. You know, I'm just not a sprout fan. There's no need to let me know in that respect. So it has had that reaction, but it's also had sometimes like the strangest reaction. One woman came up to me after a show and said that I thought your show was very funny, but why have you stuck hair on under your arm?
Yes, I was
imagine that I didn't shave. She thought I must have shaved and then gone and bought a wig and glued bits of hair on underneath my arms. So that's how acclimatized she was to the idea that women, you know, are always 100% shaved, waxed, plucked at all times.
Have you met any other women who don't shave their pits?
Well, loads. Yeah, the answer is loads and loads. Partly because I travel a lot around the world and cultural norms are quite different. Partly because I guess I live in, you know, in London and I have, you know, a lot of friends who are of the sort of alternative lifestyle, doing things their own way a little bit. That's the kind of people I hang out with and spend time with. So, but also since these stories have gone out, last night I went out to a show just to watch with some friends, and I've never had this before. People came up to me and were asking for armpit selfies with me. So they got their hairy armpit and they wanted to, you know, pose back to back with our arms in the air. And yeah, there's a few of those on Facebook today. There was a kind of a queue forming for armpit selfies. So I was not expecting that. But, you know, I'm starting to think they're more famous than I am. I might get them their own agent, you know.
Do you shave your legs, Kate?
I don't. But my legs just aren't very hairy to start with. There's just not much there.
Okay. So,
you know, I don't, but you'd barely notice unless you were, you know, you were really up close. And by that stage, it's probably rude to mention it. So.
Right. Well, speaking of rude to mention it, I might as well go there. What about your lady garden?
Yeah, I don't. I do trim it a little bit sometimes. It is quite a shrubbery. But I don't like waxing it or shaving it. I don't like that.
God, yeah.
I don't like that sort of chicken fleshy feel. And I also find it really uncomfortable to shave or wax it. It just, you know, it feels scratchy and itchy, and I don't like it. And I guess, you know, I'm 41 years old, and when I was in my 20s, I thought, oh, I've got to do whatever makes me look the most attractive, and I've got to do whatever that is the done thing. And I think I've reached a point in my life where I'm like, oh, I'll do things that I like. Thanks very much.
Yeah. I'm actually, because I often wondered who would be most exercised by this. Would it be men or women who would be most exercised about this?
Well, and that's interesting because, funnily enough, the This Morning Show, they did a poll of viewers and sort of 80-something percent said that they prefer shaved. And then 15% said, no, I prefer hair. I think natural body hair is nice. And that's interesting because if 15% of guys prefer body hair and yet 99% of women are waxing, hold on a minute, I'm in the 1% that my market is 15%. And then the 99% of women, I mean, if you do the maths here, I am in a wonderful position. And I must say, I have had, you know, had lots of messages, some people saying it's disgusting, some people saying that they support it or that they were intrigued by it, they learned something from it. And inevitably, there have been a few messages from gentlemen saying, oh, I like it. When can we meet up? When can I? Thank you. Very kind of you to get in touch. But there's definitely been a few people who I guess maybe they live in a world where all their female friends do wax and pluck. And if it's really your thing, if you're really into the idea of natural body hair, you suddenly see someone on the telly and, well, I get a bit overexcited, I think.
Wow. Somebody just sent me a link on Twitter. You can dye your pit hair as well.
You can, yeah. And actually, when I first knew I was going to be on the show, lots of my friends said, "Oh, you should dye it. You should, or you can put glitter on it. You should do something fancy with it." And I was like, "Well, that's not the issue that we're on to talk about. But maybe at some point in the future,
you could go for a do because you're going to be on the telly. So you get a perm in your pit hair."
Yeah, why not? Yeah, give it a little bit of a back comb, zhuzh it up a bit.
Yes.
Why not?
Kate, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That's Kate Smurthwaite there, the comedian.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big cheque for the delivery guy? Gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.